My body creates all I need. My body creates all I need. When we were born, we had a manufacturing plant going on inside of us, and it would continually produce all of the various vitamins and minerals and enzymes and DNA and what have you that we all needed in our body. And it created it perfectly. And it created it beautifully. And as the doctors like to tell us, as we age, we lose some of our capacity for creating these things. We lose some of our capacity for bringing these things about. How do we lose some of our capacity for bringing these things about? We lose the capacity because we start taking things that supplement them. They supplement the vitamins of our body, and so then our body stops producing them because it doesn't need an overproduction of them, but we supplement them, and then we wonder why our body doesn't produce them any longer, why our body doesn't make those energy labels that we have within us, because everything is an atom. Everything is an atom. And atoms can neither be created nor destroyed. And atoms are in our body. Our body is made up of atoms. And atoms make up all of those things that make up our body that we call necessary for healthy bodies. And those atoms will continue to make them as long as we call them forth, as long as we require them to be done. People didn't have vitamins in the early ages of people because they just ate foods that supplemented them. And those supplemental foods often caused the body vitamin creation manufacturing plants to just slow down or stop functioning. And because they slowed down or stopped functioning, then they no longer were producing what the body needed. And so then the body became accustomed to not producing that. It became accustomed to not bringing it forth. It became accustomed to not experiencing it from within itself, and it experienced it from without. And so experiencing it from without, it did not have to care about anything. It did not care about anything. It did not care about producing any of these things because the world about it, the substances that man ate, took care of it. Now, we have messed it up over the years, and we are no longer being the manufacturers of the various things that we can. And we will not manufacture them because we have trained our body not to manufacture them. Now, can we bring about a change? Can we go back to our original purity and integrity? Can we go back to our original ability to create these substances, create these necessary compounds in the body that make the body function properly? And the answer is yes. We can do that. Now, do we want to do that? Do we want to go back and create these things? Do we want to do it? And the answer is no. We don't do it because it's easier to take a pill. You go to the doctor and you have a headache, and the doctor gives you a pill for the headache, then the headache is gone. Now, if you have a headache, it means that something isn't functioning right in your body. In your body mechanism, the entire machinery of your body, something is not functioning properly to maintain the body in a healthy state. So the body demonstrates a headache. Now, what can we do about it? What are we going to do about it? Are we going to just let ourselves become decrepit? Are we going to just let ourselves become no longer able to produce anything in our body that we need and want? Well, the answer is yes. And we will continue doing that because we are continually worrying about what we put into the body. Now, the master teacher said, it's not what goes into the body, but what comes out that makes a difference. It's not what goes into the body, but what comes out. So in other words, it's not the food that we eat, but it's the words we speak, the thoughts we think. That's what makes our body, that's what makes our world, that's what makes our life, be it either beautiful or sad. And it's up to us to take charge of that. And we take charge of that by saying, my body produces all the substances that it needs to live comfortably, happily, and beautifully. My body produces all of the vitamins and minerals and all the various things that's necessary for the body to be functioning at its peak. I am ideal. I create these things out of myself, out of my being, and I am perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. When we can start going back to our original purity and integrity, when we can start going back to our bodies as we designed them in the very beginning to be able to function and take care of itself wonderfully, perfectly, beautifully, we don't live to eat. We don't eat foods that are necessary for our life, necessary for our functioning. We think we do. And so long as we think we do, then we must eat foods. But we can begin now by putting a new cause in motion by saying, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. My body produces all of the things necessary for itself to enjoy a perfect life. My body produces all that is necessary for it to enjoy life to its fullest, to its ideal self. I am already that fulfillment. I am already that realization. I am already that ideal. Right now I am that. And I am that, and I am that beautifully, wonderfully, perfectly, fantastically, because that's my nature. That's who I am. That's what I am, and that's all I am. And as I say that, and as I live that, and as I am that, then that is what I experience. My body created all. My body creates all that it needs. My body creates all that is necessary for it to function to its highest and best. I return to my original purity and integrity, and my body expresses my original purity and integrity. I return to my divine self, and I live in that divine self. Now, is this true? Yes, it is. Do we want to believe it? No, we don't. We have trained ourselves over the centuries, over the millennia, of our bodies, always thinking that something has to come from the outside to take care of it. Always thinking that we have to eat food that comes from the outside. And the food that we really want to eat is the food that comes from our soul, that comes from the inside, that comes from our divine self. That's who we really are. That's the essence of who we really are. That's the ideal of who we really are. And the sooner we start experiencing that, the sooner we start living that, the sooner we start being our divine self, the sooner we will begin to live fully and completely. Now, all of us can do that. It's just a matter of, do you want to do it? Do you want to experience your divine self? Do you want to experience the radiant self that you are? Do you want to be the dynamic self that you are? Do you want to be the person that lives your life to the highest, the fullest, and the best? If you are, then go for it. If you are, then go for it. If you are, then go for it and say to yourself, I like me, I like me, I like me. I like me, I like me, I like me. I like me, I like me, I like me. I love me, I love me, I love me. I love me, I love me, I love me. And, you know, yesterday I was saying, I'm not going to say I like me anymore to all of you. I like you. And why am I not doing that? Because I allowed some little thought of some one person saying to me, you say it too much. And I never say it too much. I never say too much, I like me, I like me, I like me. And I never say too much, I like you, I like you, I like you. Eternally, magnificently, all the time, I love you, I love you, I love you. You are fantastic. because you're my creation, just as my body is my creation. And so I continually recognize my body creates all I need, and I praise my body for creating all that I need. But I create it first in my thought, and then I create it in my life, then I create it in my body, and then I create it in all that I am. Join me in this recognition, in this realization, in this truth that you are divine, and I am divine. And I love you. I love you. I love you.